Hillary Clinton, Survival of American Democracy Could Depend on Left-Wing Election Reform. By Hannah Blow on June 2, 2021. Twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, citing the opinion of over 100 democracy scholars, warned that the very survival of American democracy could depend on Democrats passing legislation that would effectively loosen election safeguards by stripping states of their authority to impose basic election integrity measures, such as requiring voter ID and restricting vote by mail. Over 100 democracy scholars warned that the survival of American democracy could depend on passing national voting rights protections over the next few months, Clinton said, linking to a Washington Post op-ed titled, "A Frantic Warning from 100 Leading Experts, Our Democracy is in Grave Danger." "I hope Senate Democrats will make the For the People Act law," she added. The Democrat-led House passed H.R.1, or the For the People Act, in March, which aims to nationalize U.S. elections moving forward, stripping states of their ability to implement basic election integrity safeguards. "It's a federal micromanagement of the election process, and everything that folks on the left want to reduce the integrity and the security of the election process is in there," Hans von Spakovsky, manager of the Heritage Foundation's Election Law Reform Initiative and a senior legal fellow of the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, told Breitbart News Daily in January. "The measure would effectively gut voter ID requirements, provide protection for illegal aliens who are registered to vote, prevent states from purging ineligible voters from voter rolls, permit ballot harvesting, and make nationwide vote-by-mail a reality." As Breitbart News extensively reported in a piece detailing 37 essential things to know about the radical left's proposal. In March, 20 attorneys general signed a letter addressed to congressional leaders pleading against H.R. 1 and outlining their intention to take legal action if it does, in fact, become law. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., has also warned that he will immediately sue. "We would immediately sue that it's unconstitutional, and I think we would win on that," he told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview in April. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, recently warned that H.R. 1 will shred critical safeguards on our elections, allowing individuals to vote without providing any hard proof of who they are or even whether they are legally allowed to be in our country. "Apparently, Democrats agree with President Trump that fraud benefits their party," he wrote. "That is the only explanation for this bill. Republicans must stop it." A March National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, survey showed a majority of likely voters disagreeing with reforms outlined in the far-left proposal.